Hi, this is Erica. Thanks for joining me today for another season of Leadership on the Ground. In this season, we're going to be talking about the context of leadership, which is all about answering the question of why. If we give both a framework and a grounding around the why of our visions, our actions, and our plans, we create the transparency, safe space, and alignment around how we can now move forward together as teams and organizations. Simple to say, right? It's more challenging to pull off because it requires your mindset, your skill set, and your tool set to apply. Getting it right and getting it wrong has consequences, and in this season, we'll explore all of that. Let's get to it.
You are listening to Leadership on the Ground, Season 6, The Context of Leadership. Throughout the first five seasons, we've discussed the basic fundamentals of leadership, including leading in real time and the rhythm, tensions, and realities of leadership in the 21st century. Now, in this season, we get into the critical area of the context of leadership, which is all about leaders framing and answering the question of why. This perspective and clarity is what is needed for individuals, teams, and organizations to move forward with confidence and alignment. And now, here are your hosts, Erica Pietler and Todd Schnick.
Good morning and welcome back. Today is episode 3, The Context Mindset. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Erica Pietler. Erica, you know, today is the context mindset. The mindset seems to be so essential to virtually anything you do in your life. Is no different here. When I'm thinking about mindset, I always think about Viktor Frankl. And I love his line, if you have a why, you will find a how.
Yeah. Viktor Frankl is actually one of my favorite authors. And his book, which, you know, still compels me to this day, and I reach for it often to read it, Man's Search for Meaning, right? It's all about, you know, what is the meaning behind what we do? And that quote that you just put forth of, you know, you could do anything if you understand why you're doing it, to me is so critical. And, you know, you might recall he's a Holocaust survivor. He was a neurologist. And, you know, he really came up with some amazing ways to think about creating meaning in your life and creating happiness. And, you know, we can learn so much from that book. But as organizational leaders, what we can learn is our organizations can accomplish anything if we give them the right context, if we give them the why. Think about the power, right? I mean, if this man can survive a Holocaust and be empowered and clear about, you know, how to survive because he has a why, think of what we can accomplish in organizations with, you know, far less life-threatening things at our disposal.
Well, that's how you can survive a market correction. It's how you can survive a product recall. I mean, that's how you do that, right? That's how you survive it. And that's how you can actually come out stronger on the other end, right?
Such a great perspective. And what's interesting too is things happen to us. You're right. Markets drop. A market drops and it has a different context for a retiree versus an early investor, right? An early investor says, hey, the context for me is I'm going to buy more, you know, right? The context for the retiree is, okay, maybe there was a different mix that I should have had, or okay, I need to be more worried. But the same event has different context and different meaning depending on who you are and where you are.
Visionary, storyteller, narrator, meaning creator. I'm not talking about Viktor Frankl. I'm talking about the modern leader, yes?
Absolutely. The modern leader has all of those roles. And the role of that leader at the end of the day, whether it's to use what you just said, you know, being a visionary or a narrator, the output of the mindset that we're looking to create and communicate is inspired action. Our job is to get people inspired to take action, to generate action and momentum within the organization. And we want them to see, because we've created that context, we want people to say, hey, I see where we're going and why, and I get it, and I'm psyched and I'm motivated. Like, if we could fill that in for them, we're going to unleash that performance and creativity.
How do you deal with a manager who just says, hey, snaps fingers and get in the right mindset, go to work? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, that's a great question. How do I deal with someone who's not in the right mindset? I would probably take them aside and coach them a little bit and ask them some questions, because the role modeling of the right mindset is not about what you say. It's about how you make me feel. So, you know, if you just snap your fingers and you're kind of like saying, hey, get in the right mindset, you're making me feel less than. You're not making me feel inspired or more than. So that context mindset is really important in terms of how we make people feel.
Well, you just mentioned inspiration. I mean, and we talked a lot about action. And we want people to be taking action, but we want them to be taking meaningful action, but inspired action. That's the goal here, right?
Absolutely. Inspired action, which means, you know, think of it this way. It's self-motivated action because I get why we're doing it. You know, one of the things we talked about earlier is we can't motivate people. People motivate themselves. We can inspire them. And the way that we inspire them is we create the conditions in which their motivations can be naturally realized. And what do we do to create those conditions? We create the context. We give them the bigger context of why. It helps them to understand how they fit into it and what they can make out of it.
Erica, earlier this season, you mentioned this jigsaw puzzle metaphor. Talk more about that and how that's relevant to context.
Yeah, so the jigsaw puzzle is when you do a jigsaw puzzle, you're always looking for those edges first, right? You're looking for some type of understanding of how this big picture is going to come together. And we talked about it in the context of coming up with freedom within structure. If I can kind of get the edges of this jigsaw puzzle together, then the whole picture starts to make more sense to me and I can fill it in and I start to get really curious about what my role is, how I can put these pieces together. So the jigsaw puzzle analogy really is about like finding the edges and giving people some structure so that they can then unleash their creativity.
Is another way to think of that jigsaw puzzle metaphor, the goal is to complete the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the organization is going to complete it differently. They're going to have a different approach. That's okay as long as you reach the end goal, right? Is that?
Sure. Well, you may have a different way of or a different sequence of putting those pieces together, but the picture will be the same, right? But
right.
Your unique how, that's where we should let go. And we say, hey, listen, if you understand the boundaries here and you understand the structure, you're right. Put it together in whatever way that you want and take whatever approach that you want.
We talked about altitude, and I think it was the introductory episode. Again, relevant here. Yes. I mean, this working on the business versus in the business.
Yeah. We're talking about that mindset. And I think altitude is a great way to ask yourself whether your mindset is in the right place. Because if you are focusing on the business, which is what we're claiming and what we're saying here in this season, the context mindset is all about, it's working on the business. You should be thinking about resources. You should be thinking about direction. You should be thinking about prioritizing and sequencing and that outside view. So the altitude that you're playing at is really, really critical when you have a context mindset. Those are the areas you should be thinking about. And you made the comment, someone running around having, you know, hey, you should have the right mindset. You know, we have language and tools that we're going to introduce people to later in some seasons, but here's just a little heads up. You know, we're going to introduce or reintroduce again the progressive mindset model. Where are we? Where are we going? That framework and cadence. The consciously competent leader who knows what they're doing, how to do it, and why they're doing it. So there's language around this mindset that is also an opportunity for us to tap into tools and tap into skills.
And your mindset needs to be focused on these life cycles that we talk about a lot on this series.
Yeah, life cycles are really key because the context mindset is externally focused, looking at the business, working on the business, and trying to understand what are the life cycle dynamics that we're working with, our talent. Do we have a very experienced bench or do we have a lot of new people that we have to train? So working on the business and coming up with the appropriate context for what we need to do is dependent on how we read that life cycle. For many leaders, you know, we're thrust into an environment where we may be asked to do a transformational change, or maybe we're going through a transition, or maybe there's a high growth phase that the organization and the time period is dictating. Our ability to set the appropriate context for what's required in terms of our actions to meet that condition is all different, which is why being able to read the context and understand the context is so critical for a leader to be successful.
This season is made possible by Leadership Rigor, the leadership development framework founded and facilitated by Erica Pietler. Erica Pietler teaches breakthrough performance and productivity strategies for how to lead yourself, lead teams, and lead at the organizational level. Everything you think you know about leadership will be turned upside down. Leadership Rigor can be experienced through reading the international best-selling book, engaging in one-on-one coaching, or creating a customized team or organizational leadership journey. To achieve breakthrough performance and productivity, visit ericapaintler.com to learn more. That's ericapaintler.com.
You mentioned language just a second ago, and I'm thinking about that. I mean, language or content or any kind of a communication without context is meaningless and doesn't help getting people into the right mindset. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. In fact, you know, you think about it, you do these podcasts and, you know, a guest like myself might come on and spend some time with you and we might have some good content. I mean, there might be some really cool things that we tell you about. What really takes leadership to another level, though, is creating the context of why it's important and then giving you a sense of how you might use it. So, you know, I might have a tool. But if I don't have the context of how to best apply it and how it can have an effect, it becomes like just this nice to know as opposed to this need to know because I don't know how to apply it.
I want to go back to what you said just a minute ago, this progressive mindset. I mean, that's a model that I think is relevant here. Another area that we've talked a lot about that I think is relevant is this idea of being consciously competent.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'll be honest with you, Erica. I've always understood conscious competency. I mean, I get it. But it makes so much more sense to me now in the, no pun intended, the context of this season. Because you can have a competency, you can have a skill, but if it's not relevant to the end goal or achieving the meaning, then it doesn't really serve.
Exactly. And in fact, think about, you know, when we talked about consciously competent before, we talked about how important it is for a leader to not just know what they're doing and how to do it and why they're doing it, but they have to be able to communicate it. And this ability to communicate the context of why they're doing what they're doing and why it's important to the person that they're teaching creates that link that we were talking about of, so why is this meaningful for me? How does this relate to my job? If a leader doesn't communicate the why, if they're just in the what and the how, they're just working at a very low level on the business. But when they add the why to it, they create that additional perspective of working on the business and actually literally creating that link that we've been talking about.
You know, one of the key elements in an organization are making critical decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we really struggle with making the right decision. We procrastinate. We don't do it. It takes longer than it should to make a decision, or you make the wrong decision. I'm now beginning to understand that the reason we may struggle with making a decision or that we make ultimately a bad decision is we're in the wrong context. Am I on the right path there?
I think you are. I mean, one of the things that, you know, I love to talk about is how decision-making is actually a skill and decisiveness is actually a behavior. So if decision-making is a skill, you have to have the appropriate context to then bring that skill into focus and into action. And, you know, in a later episode, we're going to be talking about the analytical rigor model, which is one of the tools for decision-making. But just think about this. A lot of organizations and a lot of teams will walk into a meeting and immediately dive into content. Hey, we have a decision, guys. Should we build this factory or not build this factory? And it's like, all right, let's talk about the pros and the cons. Well, wait a second. What's the context? Like, have we looked at why we would need bricks and mortar? Maybe there's a different reason or a different way that we can approach it. Have we asked ourselves why we even need to have this factory? Like, do we spend enough time creating the external context understanding before we dive into solving the problem? We may be solving a problem we don't even need to solve. And what context provides us with is why this problem is important or why this decision is important, not just what the decision is and what the choices are, but where does the decision exist within the context of why? Once that's revealed, we find that actually decisions are probably a lot easier, a lot more straightforward, and a lot more simple. But because we don't take the time to explore the why, we get into the content only, we take higher risks, and we make probably more mistakes.
All right. So we're wrapping up here. One final discussion, Erica. So why is it so important to have this context mindset? And what's the key takeaway for a leader?
So for me, the key takeaway is, you know, you have to ask yourself, have you effectively framed your external and your internal environment so that people are clear about what's going on? And then if you have done that and you have had that context mindset that you've put forth, what you've done is you've created a safe space environment and a safe space mindset for others to act within that freedom within structure, unleash their creativity, and give you the inspired action you're looking for.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. Next week, we're going to dive into the context skill set Erica, should anyone have questions from today, how do they find you?
You can reach me at ericapietler.com. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. And Leadership Rigor is on Amazon.com.
All right. Todd and Erica signing off for today. We look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.